This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we're still slightly off.
Oh, man, we're majorly off today.
They gave us Smarties, but it won't work.
It didn't work. I'm
no,
sorry.
We were not any smarter.
And guess who we have in our studio here
today? I don't know.
We have two attractive ladies here
yes.
with us. We have...
Lock the door. They're not escaping this time.
That's right. We have Lynn May here, and also, and I'm going to do it right.
Let's see. I'm waiting.
Carrie Ward.
All right.
Yeah, there we go.
I got to applaud that one.
Yay.
I guess
practice makes perfect, huh?
Yes. I've heard this, but I wouldn't know.
We don't practice. We just wing it.
We work on sticky notes here.
There's no rehearsals here.
Anyway,
they're
here from Cruise Flight.
Cruise Flight.
But wait a minute. Let's derail the whole thing. I was waiting for my concert, my DAV concert.
Yeah,
I was out there with
that?
My chair. I even had good seats, and they said there's no DAV concert. I was heartbroken.
I miss Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Yeah.
Or the Gary Sinise Band.
Yeah.
The damn band. You know, unfortunately, we did not have the DAV join us this year. We are here with the Cruise Flight Group. DAV is, we're really happy to say that most of the money that they are able to raise does go directly back to the veterans. Unfortunately for our program, that has left us in a bit of a tricky spot, and we are currently on hiatus until we find a sponsor.
Hiatus. I had a hiatus once.
Yeah.
The doctor fixed it.
I'm glad to hear that. DAV is still dedicated to helping veterans and doing all the great things that we've always told you about them doing.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't have the presence here this year. So the DAV is out there for veterans. If there's any veterans out there listening, just know the DAV is still there for you. Just because they're not here on the grounds, they are still there and
they're still working away.
Lend a hand. That's
well,
right.
And if you guys want us to bring them back, go to the DAV website, DAV.org, and say, hey, where's my concert?
That's right. Bring back
What's
Big
up?
Bag Voodoo Daddy.
And those girls with the jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Oh, our flight suits. That's right.
Do we miss the flight suits? Oh, yes,
not when it's
course.
Hot like this today.
Yeah.
But the pockets, maybe.
Yes, the pockets
True.
For everything.
You can never have enough pockets. That's for
that's
sure.
Right.
No, but we do encourage anybody, if there is a veteran out there who needs help and doesn't know where to turn in order to get their benefits, we do encourage you to check out DAV.org. And as you mentioned, if you want to see us come back next year with the B-25 or a different warbird, just check out DAV.org. And go to the contact us button and just tell them you're missing us this year.
Yes,
definitely. Yeah.
I shall do such a thing.
That concert was always a good time, and the Veterans Parade with the arrival of the Honor Flight. That was just superb.
Superb.
Well, we missed it this year for
anyway,
sure. We sure did.
For some reason, we're talking about airplanes and they've got a ship on their shirt. This doesn't make
and
sense.
And some airplanes.
Say that three times fast.
Ship on your shirt, ship on your shirt, ship on your shirt.
Come on, get your ship
rubber
together.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Wow,
NASA
yeah.
NASA space shuttle wheel chalk.
Impressive.
Red leather, yellow leather, is that the other one?
No, I don't remember that one.
Oh, okay. Well, here
we go. You love aviation,
mm-hmm.
and who here at Oshkosh doesn't, right?
Right. That's why we're here.
Many of us love to go on a cruise.
Never been.
Why? Well... You love aviation. Maybe you would love a cruise. Why not join the two, bring them together, and do an awesome thing and call it Cruise Flight?
Yeah. You know, I tried that once in the old Microsoft Flight Simulator. Somebody actually hacked a cruise ship as the airplane. And when you started it at 10,000 feet and tried to fly it, it just fell straight down for some reason.
That's a little different than what we're doing here, but I like it. I like it. No, we are, as Lynn mentioned, we are an aviation-themed cruise. We are setting sail from Fort Lauderdale on January 7th through the 14th.
A three-hour tour, yeah. We've heard
a little bit longer, than that. We've got 7 days, and we're headed to the Caribbean. On board, we have some amazing guest speakers. I think we heard a couple of them this week, including Dick Rattan, who joined us.
Yep.
Can't even remember
amazing
what day
guy.
It was. We're on Saturday.
This is day six, Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes, and your name is Kelly.
Kelly.
Yes, Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly. All week.
Kelly all week.
It's because I don't have the name tag on my flight
exactly.
suit. That's what it is, right?
That's why we keep
I'm
forgetting
simple.
It. You know, we're just a couple of radio jabronis. We don't remember names.
That's
Jeez.
Right. Anyway.
You guys really ought to eat those Smarties. I'm just saying.
You better bring the rest of the bag.
But we did. We had Dick Rattan here. We also had Rick Siegfried, who flew the Spirit of St. Louis the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Patrick here with the St. Bar Mitchell, talking a little bit about about their restoration program. They are still back down at the Warbird Alley, so we do encourage anybody to check them out. But if you want to hear more about the cruise,
yes,
we encourage you to come over to Hangar A.
Hangar A.
Hangar A. And visit
us. It's the pirate hangar. Hangar A.
Well, you know, we're the pilots of the Caribbean.
Oh,
right?
Man.
Oh. Hashtag.
Should have seen that coming.
Yep.
Yeah, hashtag pilots of the Caribbean.
We've had lots of people come by and say, now, what is this all about? And it's like, this is a cruise for people who love aviation and love cruising. I mean, we have the speakers that are going to be there, the people that are like-minded, and we're going to sit around and share stories and talk about aviation and talk about life and just relax. I mean, what else are you going to do in January, right?
Yeah, shovel snow.
Well, right. Let's go on a boat where it's nice and warm.
Yeah.
And we can talk about aviation, and we're going to have some really cool activities, too. Carrie mentioned a lot of the speakers that we're going to have. They're incredible.
I want to know if you're going to have a paper airplane contest.
Heck, I think
we should definitely have that.
I think we should.
Somebody came by the booth the other day and asked if they could bring an airplane. I said, absolutely. I said, it's got to be about this big and paper.
Yeah,
and he said, you guys do that? I said, yeah, absolutely. Come on
board. Oh, my God, yeah. I think that's great.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If the ship has a big enough area, there are some small micro aircraft that could easily be flown radio control inside the ship.
There is no plane overboard drill.
But it'd have to be a float plane just in case. Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad idea at all. We are looking right now to have some aviation themed films. I know Ron Kaplan came in from Real Stuff Aviation and chatted a little bit about that.
Is Airplane one of them? Come on.
Maybe.
I'm just going to move right on from that one.
Ignoring that last question.
But we're doing some of the Wings classes on board as well. And we're going to do some fun aviation trivia and games. And then the excursions. I mean, who doesn't want to go to Maho Beach?
Yeah. I don't even know what a Maho Beach is, but it sounds good.
You've never seen Maho Beach?
No, I've led a very sheltered life. One week, they keep me locked in a dark room.
Oh, my goodness. See, you really need to go on this cruise.
Oh, okay.
You do.
All right. I do.
You and your family. Yes. It'd be great.
Okay.
We'd have lots of fun. We'd even give you a microphone you could walk around with. How about that?
Might Digital be unplugged.
True.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
But we'll give it to you.
Don't tell him.
Could you see
Come on, EAA radio on the high seas.
That's exactly right. And we'd be powered by steam.
Steam, yeah. Just like always.
Oh, boy.
And the letter X.
And the letter X.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Yeah, the letter R.
Yeah,
the pirate alphabet. Anyway, so has you guys been having a great interest in the cruise?
We have. We've been very, very busy. Part of that is contributed to the fact that some of the speakers that we had on the radio have actually joined us over at the booth and were signing autographs. They were hanging out, meeting little kids. I think Dick Rattan actually did a great job giving advice to some little kids. May have scared some of the adults with some of his conversation.
Oh, yeah.
But the kids were loving him for sure.
He's a very direct individual.
It was really funny when we first met him. We weren't quite sure if he was serious or not. He's just got that very dry and he's really funny, but he's completely deadpan when he speaks. So it took about a minute and a half for us to completely understand where he was going with that. But
and to have faith to let him continue. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, what's he doing?
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to play poker against him.
Yes, no.
Exactly. Amen to that.
Exactly. No.
Well, come over to Hangar A. Booth 1007. You know, it's like 007, but we're number one. 1007.
Oh, wow, you planned that way, huh?
Yeah, maybe. That's maybe.
Maybe. Everything's
like her.
The sense of intrigue she envelops there.
Well, come over and find out more about the cruise because it is incredible. It's very affordable, and it's something that we really want other aviation enthusiasts to join in. We've got some pilots going with us already signed up that have bought a cabin. So we're excited about it. I think it's going to be a great thing. We want to make it an annual event and build on it, so we see a great future with it, and it's going to be incredible. I hope somebody out there thinking about joining us, come by and see us and get the details.
And well, if for any reason, sorry about that.
Just... No, you're not.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not.
Here we go.
No, if you're listening from anywhere other than EAA and you can't make it over to Hangar A, we do encourage you to check out our website, which is just cruiseflight.com. You can also find us on social media at Cruise Flight on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
That was close. She almost said Frooskrite.
Frou.
Saturday.
I could just see this.
Man, booth, it is Saturday.
Booth 1007 on flight. Cruise flight.
Oh, my God. Shaken, not stirred.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, woo. Boy. And here we go. And so do you need a couple of really broken down radio announcers to go?
Here we go. Wheel chocks.
Yeah,
ready to help.
Wheel chocks for a ship. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm on
maybe
board.
Maybe we do.
I'm on board.
Just remember, wheels up, January 7th.
Yeah, that's a good trick. Well, I'm glad you guys have been able to make it over. It's a great concept. It's a first. Right?
It is a first of its kind. Yep.
Cool.
It is something we are chartering out on the Eurodam, and we're really excited. It's a beautiful ship, and can't wait to see everyone on board.
And you people are so beautiful. You beautiful people. You. Oh, sorry. That was another story.
Who is that guy?
I don't know. The Smarties are hitting.
No, you're going to get hit by the Smarties.
There you go. All right. Wow.
Don't look at me.
I know.
Pregnant pause. So, come here often?
Yeah.
Terrible. Try some more of those Smarties.
I'm out.
Just join us on Cruise Flight, cruiseflight.com. And if you miss the DAV, go to DAV.org and say, we miss you. Come back.
We do.
Right.
We miss them a lot.
We do miss them.
We do. DAV was always a formidable presence here. And it's... we miss them. We really do. I miss that Thursday night concert, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
It is Friday, but you're right.
Friday.
Okay. Well, they all run together.
I was close.
They do.
That's what happens when you're powered by steam. You're a little behind.
Yeah, and they all turn into an enjoyable blur.
Yep. Well, I want to thank you ladies, Lynn May and Carrie Ward, for joining us from Cruise Flight. And again, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this still is EAA Radio, believe it or not.